This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 23rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. It says there, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." End of quote. One day when Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately to ask questions about what the future looks like. They were curious about certain specific future matters bothered in their mind, and they knew Jesus could answer their questions. Jesus said to them many things regarding the end time signs, which is recorded in Matthew 24:1-34. And finally, Jesus made this statement, which is our insight today. He said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." End of quote. This reveals the temporary nature of heaven and the earth as we see it now, and the eternality of the words of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God, and therefore His words are eternal. Beloved, this may be a new idea to many people, because as long as we go back to collect human history, heaven and earth were there. Numerous people died and disappeared, but heaven and earth remained there. However, the Bible affirms this truth that this heaven and the earth will pass away in the future, and it will be replaced by a new heaven and earth. God promised this in the Old Testament scriptures in Isaiah 65:17. He said, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind." End of quote. Isaiah the prophet graphically described this incident in chapter 34, verse 4. Listen, it says, "The sun, moon, and stars will dissolve, and the sky will be rolled up like a scroll. The stars will fall like dead leaves from a vine and dried up figs from a fig tree." However, listen, God Himself assured the security of the people who accepted His offer of salvation in these words in Isaiah 51:6, listen what God says. It says, "Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail." End of quote. Now, after explaining the future events that is going to happen, Jesus was actually attesting the promise already made years ago in the Old Testament scriptures. Beloved, one day the heaven and earth will pass away. God will do it as He promised. This world that we live now is tainted and contaminated by sin, the original sin of our first parents and the subsequent sins of all people, and it needs replacement. Romans chapter 8 says, "We know everything God made has been waiting until now in pain, like a woman ready to give birth. People do not hope for something they already have, but we are hoping for something we do not have yet, and we are waiting for it patiently." You see, the whole creation, including people, are waiting for God's salvation to free us from the curse and bondage of the inherited sin. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, Peter shared his desire for the promise of God already made for new heavens and new earth. Listen what he wrote. He said, "According to His promise," referring to the promise of God, "we are looking for the new heaven and the new earth in which righteousness dwells." End of quote. John the Apostle saw the vision of the fulfillment of this promise and recorded it in the Bible's final book called the Book of Revelation, chapter 21. It says there, he recorded like that, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passes away, and there is no longer any sea." End of quote. The new earth does not have a sea. However, he saw brand new heaven and earth coming out of heaven from God. It looks so beautiful and glorious, like a bride beautifully adorned for her husband. Then John heard the voice from the throne of heaven. It said, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them in the new heaven and earth. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no longer any death, no more mourning, crying, or pain. Then it says, the first things, referring to the present heaven and the earth, have passed away, as God promised in the Old Testament scriptures. Beloved, what a great, victorious, beautiful, and glorious day that day would be. Can you imagine the greatness of the new heaven and earth God going to send from heaven? No sea there, no more death, no mourning, crying, or pain. God is among men in the new heaven and earth, as initially intended in the Garden of Eden. The righteousness reigns all over the new earth and heaven. No chains of sin and rebelliousness. No more temptation of our adversary, the devil, the old serpent who deceived our first parents. The one who hates Adam's posterity, the devil, and his gangs will be thrown into the lake of fire forever. Revelation 19:20. Peace and righteousness will last forever and ever. As God promised, the salvation of God would last forever. His righteousness will never fail. Dearly beloved, are you saved yet? God's salvation comes not with your best efforts and works. It is wrapped up in a person called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died, buried, and victoriously rose again for all of your sins and shortcomings to grant you eternal salvation. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know I need your salvation that lasts forever. I need your righteousness that will never fail. I know I am fallen short in many ways. I need the Savior. I know I am a sinner. I believe you sent your Son Jesus to die in my place to save me and reconcile me with the Father in heaven. I accept Jesus as my Savior now. Please come to my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.